And a good morning. Time for a check of sports here on Albert Lea Radio. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Warm. A wild baseball game last night. Lake Mills led New Hampton 9-3. Also, they were up 15-10. Bulldogs hold off New Hampton for a 15-14 win. Now, Lake Mills in baseball, they're right back in action tonight. They're going to host Estherville Lincoln Central. That game at 7:30. Bulldogs are 9-14. Estherville is 17-4. And speaking of Lake Mills baseball, just reminder, on Saturday, the postseason begins. Class 1A, Substate 2, Lake Mills will face Nashua Plainfield. That game at Newman Catholic in Mason City. That will start at 5. Also on Saturday, Northwood Kensett. In the postseason, they will take on North Iowa. That game at West Fork, starting at 5. Albert Lea High School, they are very pleased to hire Kendra Ward as their speech team advisor pending board approval. Now, Kendra teaches at Sibley Elementary and was also a middle school volleyball coach in 2020-21. Now, Kendra is originally from the Wilmer area, married to husband Corey, with whom they have a 2-year-old son, Cooper. Again, Kendra Ward, the new speech team advisor at Albert Lea High School. Lance Lynn allowed just one run over 6 innings in his first start since earning a berth on the AL All-Star team, and the White Sox knocked off the Minnesota Twins 6-1. Twins right back in action tonight. They'll start a 4-game series at home against Detroit. Pregame 6:30. First pitch at 7:10 on Kate. Shohei Ohtani has hit his MLB-leading 32nd homer for the Los Angeles Angels. That breaks Hideki Matsui's record for homers in a Major League season by a Japanese player. Now, Ohtani surpassed Matsui's full season record before the All-Star break with a solo shot to right in the 5th inning against Boston. 5 Tampa Bay pitchers combined for 7 hitless innings, and the Rays, they beat the Indians 4-0 for a doubleheader sweep. Colin McHugh had 2 perfect innings. That effort, along with Josh Fleming, Diego Castillo, Matt Whistler, and Pete Fairbanks, combined for the hitless performance in a game shortened to 7 innings under pandemic rules. However, the game will not go into the official list of no-hitters. MLB's 8-man committee on statistical accuracy decided back in 1991 that a no-hitter was a game of 9 or more innings that ended with no hits. Washington Nationals outfielder Juan Soto is joining Monday's All-Star Home Run Derby at Denver's Coors Field. The 22-year-old, a first-time All-Star, began Wednesday with 10 home runs. He'll join Los Angeles Angels pitcher and DH Shohei Ohtani, New York Mets first baseman Pete Alonso, Kansas City catcher Salvador Perez, Oakland first baseman Matt Olson, Baltimore first baseman Trey Mancini, and Colorado shortstop Trevor Story in the Derby. Alonso, he won the most recent Derby back in 2019. The Los Angeles Dodgers have canceled Trevor Bauer's bobblehead night and pulled his merchandise from their team stores in the wake of allegations of sexual misconduct against a Cy Young Award-winning pitcher. Now, fans at Dodger Stadium have been scheduled to get their first bobblehead doll of Bauer on August 19th. Pasadena Police and MLB are both investigating the allegations made against Bauer by a Southern California woman who says the pitcher choked and punched her during 2 sexual encounters earlier this year. The woman obtained a protection order against Bauer last month under the Domestic Violence Prevention Act. Well, hockey season is over. Tampa Bay, they get a goal from Ross Colton in the second period. That was enough. Tampa Bay beats Montreal in game 5, 1-0. Lightning win the series 4-1. And Tampa Bay back-to-back Stanley Cup champions. Again, Tampa Bay 1, Montreal nothing. Turning our attention to the NBA, Phoenix Suns forward Dario Saric has a torn ACL in his right knee that he suffered during the first quarter of Game 1 of the NBA Finals on Tuesday night. Now, Saric's right knee appeared to buckle when he landed on a jump stop while trying to score against Milwaukee's Brook Lopez. So Saric, of course, done for the season. Game 2 tonight, Milwaukee at Phoenix, 8 o'clock start. Suns lead that series 1-0. A potential Wimbledon men's final between 19-time Grand Slam winner Novak Djokovic and 20-time major champion Roger Federer has gone off the rails. The 7th-seeded Federer, he was bounced from the tournament in straight sets, losing to 24-year-old Hubert Hurkacz 6-3, 7-6, 6-0 in the quarterfinals. Now, the 14th-seeded Hurkacz had not made it past the third round at any major tournament until this one. So Federer is done, but Djokovic, he remains on course for a 6th Wimbledon title as he knocked out unseeded Martin Fukovic of Hungary 6-3, 6-4, 6-4. Now, the Serbian is attempting to become the first player since Rod Laver back in 1969 to win all four slams in a calendar year. And new COVID-19 cases in Tokyo have hit a two-month high that almost guarantees the Japanese government will declare a new state of emergency to start next week and continue for the duration of the Tokyo Olympics. They open in just over 2 weeks on July 23rd, and that could lead to a ban even on local fans. That decision is expected on Friday when local organizers meet with the International Olympic Committee and others. Now, fans from abroad were banned months ago, and just 2 weeks ago, organizers and the IOC decided to allow venues to be filled to 50% of capacity, but not to exceed 10,000. The soaring cases are likely to mean that venues will be without any fans, although sponsors, VIPs, and others may have access. And at Checka Sports, from the Americana Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Worm.